Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town, a show we hope will bring you interesting information with special guests each show. Today, my special guest will be a group from an organization called Wild Horse. I'll be your host today, Ron Giordano. We are broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio Station. With us today is Jim Welsh, Patty Gruber, and Marty Lenz. Welcome to the show, and Patty, it's all yours. Take it away.
Hello, everybody. So my name is Patty, and I am the program director for Operation Wild Horse. We are an organization based out of Bull Valley, Illinois, that we partner up veterans and active duty military with Wild Mustang Horses. Operation Wild Horse was founded in 2017 when we first opened our doors in Bull Valley, and our program is free to any and all veterans and their family who come through. We have a herd of wild Mustangs, which right now consists of 12 wild Mustangs and 4 wild burros. So everybody will be at home with all the animals that are running around there. They're very welcoming. When you pass through our gates, you'll see actually a herd of wild Mustangs right out front greeting you. And then when you come into the barn, you'll be greeted by a group of veterans, and we have a great community and camaraderie within the barn.
Well, I should mention, Patty, that both Jim and Marty and myself are veterans, and we say wild Mustangs. I hope to God you're not putting a veteran in a wild Mustang, right, when he comes in?
We actually are putting veterans on wild Mustangs. We have the only veteran-mounted color guard in the United States that rides wild Mustangs. And we lead out a bunch of local community parades and attend a lot of community events. And when I say wild Mustangs, I mean the fact that they were born in the wild, but they have been gentled. We do currently at our barn have a couple actual wild Mustangs that the veterans are learning about. But most of the Mustangs and burros in the program have already been gentled and are very quiet, rideable animals. And you'll realize that even though they were born in the wild, they become very willing partners.
That's amazing. The this whole concept and working with the horses reminds me of when they bring animals into hospitals and work with them, with the mini horses that go to hospitals and on tours. What does a veteran do? The best way to check out what you do and how to get a hold of you, things like that.
Sure. The best way to get a hold of us is actually to like us on Facebook. It's OperationWildHorse.veteransRNR. And we post when we're having our veterans camp. So we have on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m., we have veterans camp out at the facility, and it's a group of veterans, a lot of camaraderie, and the best donuts that you can get locally. So if you don't want to come for the Mustangs, come for the donuts. And we do group activities on Saturdays. And even if you don't have any interest in actually reaching out and touching one of the horses or burros, you have the opportunity to be around other like-minded individuals in the veteran community. And then for women's veterans, we do something very unique. On Monday nights from 7 to 9, we have a women's veterans camp. But because what we found is the female experience in the military is very different than the male experience, so we wanted to have a safe place for female veterans to come out and talk with one another in their own community and have a safe space to come out and interact with the wild horses and burros as well.
So how do you handle a situation where some people are deathly afraid of a horse? They see it, never been around a horse in their life, or are afraid to even mount a horse. How do you handle that with these veterans?
So the most important thing that we do is we give the veterans the opportunity to build a relationship with the animal first. And that's all done on the ground. It's done through learning how to interact with the Mustangs or burros. We teach them groundwork. We work with them on how to safely handle them, how to work with them in the round pen. And you actually have to work up to the point that you get to get on one of the Mustangs. It's not first day out here, we're going to just throw you up on a wild Mustang and hope to God everything goes well. So we do a lot of different activities to help identify a Mustang that that male or female veteran connects with. And then we put them in situations together where they can build a bond on the ground and a level of comfort on the ground. And then once that veteran is ready and we feel they're ready to safely get on, then they will have that opportunity to do so.
Well, I see you brought a veteran with us today, Marty. So, Marty, How's your experience been as a veteran, you know, going to the Wild Horse Association and getting involved?
It's been very good. It's been very good, and I liked it, you know. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. You learn something new every day with the horses. And like Patty says, you know, when you get into there, you work with them real gently, you know, and you work your way up to them, and you build a confidence between them, each other, bond. And then, you know, I like it. I've been on three of them, and I'm stuck with one now that I like.
Stuck in a good way, yeah. I hope.
I'm stuck in a good way with the horse that
Well, Marty,
I got.
Were you ever on a horse before you came to Wild Horse?
Yeah, I have been, and it was like, I'm guesstimating it's been about 13 years ago with a local farm out here, and I'd never been on one before, but the guy I was under, he took me under his wing. He asked me if I knew how to ride a horse. I said no. He threw me on a horse, and surprisingly, I didn't know that the horse doesn't like water. We went to a stream, and well, we stopped on a dime. But yeah, I got back into it. I like working with the horses. I like being around the horses too.
So I know Patty's a driving force here. So. What part, Patty, does Jim play? Is he just kind of like the driver, or what's he doing here?
Jim is actually the president and founder of Veterans R&R, and Veterans R&R has two programs under it, Operation Wild Horse and our Outdoors program.
So can you tell us about your plans to expand your partnership with the Mustang Heritage Foundation?
So we're very excited for the future of Operation Wild Horse. We are currently working with the Mustang Heritage Foundation to form a partnership with them so that Operation Wild Horse will be a partner program to them so that they have a veterans program under their umbrella. And then we're also looking to partner with them to do what's called a storefront, which will bring wild Mustangs to Northern Illinois. And we will have the opportunity then to educate different companies in the area, as well as work with schools in the area to bring children out and do tours so that we can educate children about not only wild horses and burros, but also about veterans. And for us to have the opportunity to, you know, work with our future leaders is amazing. Wild Horse Annie, this is actually the 50-year anniversary for the Wild Horse and Burro Act, which helped to protect the wild Mustangs and burros. And this is the 50th anniversary, and literally everything she did came through her work with school children, writing to congressmen and the presidents to get the Wild Horse and Burro Act passed. So we think it's very important that in bringing wild Mustangs to this area that we can work with the schools and a lot in her honor, do more to promote saving wild Mustangs and burros, and as well as working with educating children about veterans and going into the military and what that life is, because everybody really knows somebody who either goes into the military or has a veteran in their family, and being more aware of what lifestyle is for the military. You know, we'll have kids that make, I think it's 1% of one. Jimmy can actually answer this.
So thanks, Patty. My name is Jimmy Welch, and I'm the president and founder, like Patty said, of Veterans R&R. And the whole idea behind working with children is that the younger that we can get to children and we can start to educate them about our programs and what actually folks that are going to go into the service, what they could potentially be running into in the future, right? So about 0.5% is what's potentially going to go into the military, but we want to educate the other 99.5% because they're going to be the support network that leads that veteran back to a program like ours. And as we look and start to work with the Mustang Heritage Foundation to expand nationally, we want to have ranches all over America so that we can stop the downward spiral that's leading to 22 veteran suicides a day. So if we're going to change those things, we have to start working with the children of America to educate them that they are the support network and they're just as important as the individuals that go into the military. They're just as important not going into the military and being a part of that support network.
Well, that's great, Jim. For all this to take place, then, that takes money. That takes donations. It takes participation. So can you tell us a little bit about how that works to get that generated for you folks?
Sure. So A lot of our donations come through social media. They come through private parties. I would say about 85% of our donations are actually private. Businesses, individuals that understand, know about our cause and believe in our cause and are seeing changes in their own communities because of the veterans that they've interacted with and then have come to our facility and they've seen a definite change in those individuals. So probably about 15% comes through grants, and those are usually foundation grants. But as we're looking into expanding and we're looking at land in northern Illinois, as Patty had alluded to, this is going to take a big undertaking, right? So this is going to be a huge initiative that we do. We actually have our annual fundraiser, which is a great way. We always want people to come out and see what we do and how we do it. And we have that coming up on July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Which will be at Beyond Stables on the corner of 176 and 47. And Patty can actually tell you about all the great things that are going on there, including a Mustang Tip Challenge.
Well, let's have it, Patty. Tell us all about that.
All right. We're very excited in our partnership with the Mustang Heritage Foundation to be offering our first Mustang Tip Challenge. And what that is trainers will have the opportunity to sign up ahead of time, pick up a wild horse or burro at the beginning of April in Tennessee, in Pikeville, Tennessee, at another storefront that's down there. They will have from their pickup day until July 22nd to teach their wild Mustang or burro not to be so wild anymore. They will have to be able to load into a trailer and lead and cross a bridge on the ground and go over a little jump and back and walk forward and walk sideways. And it's really exciting to see what you can get these animals to do in such a short amount of time. They go from being completely wild, never touched by a human, to being in your pocket and you're just your best friend. So we're gonna have that going on for the first 2 days of the Wild Horse Fair. And then we will have an open show on the third day of the Wild Horse Fair, where you'll see some more Mustangs and burros that are even a little bit more experienced, so you can get an idea of how amazing these animals can be. And there will actually be wild horses and burros that will be available that have been gentled, that if anybody in the public is interested in getting into our wonderful Mustang and burro community, there will be some available for adoption.
And
go ahead, Jim.
Thanks, Ron. And additionally, this is going to be a great time for bringing in new sponsors also. We currently have our numbers change, it seems, pretty frequently. We have currently 14 Mustangs and 4 burros, or are we at 12 and 4?
13 and 4.
13 and 4, right? So this is why Patty's in charge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm a Marine, right? So, you know, we're not the greatest at adding.
Well, just to remind everybody, you're listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio Station. If you ever have any questions or would like to find out more about what we're talking about today, just go to huntleyradio.com and click on the Contact Us, and you'll see whatever you need right there on the website, and you can then follow up with us too. So, Jim, go continue on, please.
Thanks, Ron. So, yeah, so this would be a great opportunity if you're interested in learning about our organization. If you're a veteran, you're a family member of a veteran, or you're somebody that's looking to donate, we're going to have the ability for individuals and companies to go ahead and donate and actually sponsor a horse for that event. So we're going to make banners, and we'll put one up of your company's name or your family name, or if you have a foundation. Also, every time that horse enters the arena, we're going to name your foundation name or your family name or your business name, and there'll be a lot of great things that come out of that. And we really look forward to the community support. This will be our third year. We missed one because of COVID, but we've had a tremendous amount of success, thousands and thousands of individuals coming through. The first one was 1 day. Last year was 2 days, and this year is going to be 3 days. So it's a horse fair. There's tons of vendor opportunities. So if you sell things or you want to buy knick-knack things, cool things, not all horse things either. We have vendors from all over that come out and set up tables and sell their products and services. So it's just a really fun event. It's a great place, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of great people coming through, a lot of cool horse activities. if you're interested in learning more about it, you can reach out to us. I can be reached at 630-660-9760, or you can send an email to jwelch@veterr.org. Again, that's jwelch@veterr.org.
Want to give that phone number one more time, Jim?
Sure. It's 630-660-9760.
So if you want to sponsor an animal, have you established what that will be? Is there a fixed number, or is it open to whatever you want to donate, or does it start at a certain figure?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Ron. So we have several sponsorship levels, starting at $100, working all the way up to $2,500 for a full sponsorship. We can send out sponsorship packets so that you could review them if you're interested in actually sponsoring a horse for the show.
That's terrific. The when you talk about veterans, how do you get a veteran to come out? Because some veterans might be a little leery, like, I don't know if I want to do it. I'm not sure. It's an animal. I'm not sure if I want to deal with horses. How do you get a vet convinced who really needs that exposure to come out?
Well, that's why we have the best donuts in town on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
Most of the time, our program is actually grown through word of mouth. And by word of mouth, I mean either other veterans that are in the program and they're talking to other veterans, or we go out and we do a lot of different community events. We've done anything from leading out parades for Johnsburg and Woodstock. We go to the food festivals and we do our lemonade booth, where we actually sell lemonade to generate funding for the program. It's $5 a cup, as much lemonade as you want to drink. And it gives us the opportunity when we go out and we do those different community events to get out and really talk to veterans in the community that maybe not so sure about the idea of coming out to the program, and they're like, oh, I don't like horses, or I don't know anything about horses. Well, 98% of the veterans that come into our program have never been as close to a horse as they're going to be, let alone a wild horse. And I think a lot of the time the draw really is the wild horses in the program, because there are definitely direct correlations between the wild horses and veterans. The Mustangs naturally are fight-or-flight animals, and when you're in the military, that's really how you learn how to survive. Everything is fight-or-flight. And so there is on an organic level, they really understand each other. And even if it's our donuts that bring the veteran in the first time, after they see veterans out in the arena working with the wild horses, a lot of the time it's intriguing. That being said, we do have veterans that actually never touch the wild horses or burros also, and they literally do just come out for the camaraderie. And, you know, Marty, maybe you can speak to this a little bit, is that Operation Wild Horse is really like an extended family for a lot of our veterans.
Well, you know, Patty, I know that Marty, I could tell right away, he's been there for the donuts, correct, Marty?
In this program, we have three rules that we put into place, and they're very simple, right? So it's safety of the rider, safety of the horse, and safety of the spectator. So as long as they fall within our guidelines, we pretty much have been able to really do anything. I mean, I can tell you, leading a four-horse color guard down through the we actually did the first parade ever in Arlington Heights, was a little stressful for myself and for our board. But, you know, just because we're not, you know, we don't have horses like they do, like, say, in a Texas or something where
sure.
Everybody grows up riding, right? So seeing horses in parades aren't really too natural for us around here. So somebody that wasn't a horse person until I met Patty, and I'm still arguably maybe not even a horse person yet, but you know, it was a pretty crazy situation, but it was perfect. There was a ton of training that went into it, and Patty's expertise as it relates to, you know, Patty rode a horse before she even started walking. So, you know, there's a few years of experience there.
Well, how do you fund the program since there's no cost to veterans? Is it mostly donations, Jim?
Yeah,
Patty?
Yeah, so it is. It's a lot of donations. So we have, you know, The greatest thing about our program is we do have some large funders, but we also have a lot of people that believe in what we're doing. So even the $5 donation is still a big deal, right? So, you know, I'd rather have a $1 from a million people than $1 million from one, because, you know, we don't want to put our eggs all in one basket. And also the individuals that are donating are also helping us to create awareness for our organization so that we can find more veterans and help more veterans, especially as we look to expand, right? So the business plan for expansion has been written. We actually are starting with an organization in Texas. They will be Operation Wild Horse Patriot Ranch in North Texas. And they're going to start to provide some of the our curriculum that we utilize to expand this so that more veterans can take advantage of it in different geographical areas.
Well, you know, before we wrap this thing up over here, we should talk about the movie. Patty, you want to tell us a little bit about the movie?
The movie is amazing. I can tell you that it played in Woodstock at the Woodstock Theater, and we actually outsold the James Bond movie that opened the same weekend. Woo-woo.
Wow.
It is called The Mustangs, America's Wild Horses, and you can actually find it on most streaming services right now. Our part in it is very special to me and everybody who took part in it. We invited all of the veterans out for the weekend that they came up here to film. The process started when Jimmy and I were down in Texas and we were watching one of the Mustang Heritage Foundation's Mustang makeovers. And we had a film crew approach us and ask us, you know, who we were and what we were doing there. And we just said, you know, we just wanted to come check it out. We've heard so much about the events in Texas. And they said, well, if there was one horse in the arena that you would be interested in, who would it be? And I thought back through all my notes I had taken when we were down there, and I said, I picked one out, and they're like, oh, that one we've been following since he was in the wild. Have you met him yet? Have you met his trainer yet? And when we met the horse and met the trainer, we had an instant connection with that trainer because she had been in a previous relationship with a Marine that unfortunately struggled with his own challenges. And so veterans' challenges are very near and dear to her heart. And she had said there would be no greater honor than for that horse to come to our program. So she actually helped us put together a fundraiser. And we spent 3 days getting to know her and that wild Mustang named Pearly. And we went through the auction process and fortunately were able to bid on him and win him. And we brought him home and the film crew came a month later and they filmed for 4 days with us. And we had so many veterans come out and were excited about it. And Marty's a big movie star now. Should see him. He's got big sunglasses that he wears when we play the movie places.
Well, Patty, didn't Robert Redford have some role in this too?
Yeah, Robert Redford actually signed on as one of the executive producers, as well as Bruce Springsteen's wife, Patty, and his daughter, Jessica. So we're really fortunate. The Mustangs really tells the story about what's going on with the Mustangs today, but also gives you a lot of history on how we got to the point where we are, and gave a lot of solutions for helping them with their overpopulation for the future. It's very well-rounded, it's very well put together, and it is an absolute beautiful movie. So if you've got some time, it's an hour and a half long, check it out on your streaming services, The Mustangs, America's Wild Horses. You will see Operation Wild Horse in it, and we're very proud of our part, and you'll get really to see who we are and what we do by watching the movie.
That's absolutely great. Does Jim play a role in this, or did they leave him out?
He does play a role in it. He's a movie star, too, but he's a little more modest than what Marty is.
Is there anything that you'd like to share with the listeners before we sign off here that is important that you want them to know that your organization is there for them and that they can come out, and a veteran, whether he likes horses or afraid of animals or whatever, take the step out, come on out. If you need volunteers, is that something you look for too?
Yeah, people can reach out to us through our Facebook page if they're interested in volunteering, or if they're veterans who, you know, aren't sure if they want to make that first step or to come out or not. You know, watch what we do on Facebook and get an idea of, you know, who we are and what we do. I think that's the most important thing is, you know, don't allow your worries about being around the wild Mustangs stop you from coming out. Come for the donuts, come for the camaraderie. Women's Veterans Camp, we tend to have cookies instead of donuts because it's an evening activity. But Jimmy, do you want to add anything about the program?
Yeah, I would just say if you're a veteran, you're not alone. Come out. This is one option. There's many options out there, but we're always looking for individuals to come out, see what we do. The best introduction to our program is on Saturday mornings, and you can come out from 8 to 10. The address is 605 South Valley Hill Road in Bull Valley. Again, that's 605 South Valley Hill Road in Bull Valley. We meet on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10. One great thing about our program is everybody checks their ego at the gate, so there's no one-upping going on. What'd you do? What did you do? I did more. We're all there to just really witness the incredible healing powers that Wild Mustangs provide to us.
Well, thank all three of you for being here today. It's really great to have your organization in our area and working with the veterans. That's really, really a wonderful thing that you're doing. I want to thank you for sharing that time with us, Jim and Patty and Marty. And for all you listeners out there, if you have any questions, remember, go to huntleyradio.com and go to our website. It'll give you all the information that you need. We're at 101.5 FM, WHRULP, Huntley Radio. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope that the listeners had a good time. And if you had any questions at all, please send a note to huntleyradio.com. Thank you so much for listening.